Well, what appeals to you about this job?
Well, this is obviously a very, very exciting opportunity for me. You know, growing up in small town Saskatchewan, watching the National Hockey League on TV growing up, being able to be part of bringing the National Hockey League back to the prairies, back to Winnipeg, you know, it's an exciting opportunity. It's a great responsibility, and it's something that I thank you know, Mark and Zinger and everyone within the organization for having it.
What's your first memory of Winnipeg coming here?
Oh, my first, I have a lot of different memories, but you know, I've had some ones that are obviously near and dear. I think I played it was a Team Canada camp here actually over the Christmas break. Back when I was, I think, 19 years old, that and it was the night that the Swift Current bus crash actually happened, and I was on the bench with Danny Lambert, and you know, we were actually partners at the time, so it was something that you know, really, really hit home. You know, again, you know, the team that he was with was going through a crisis, and obviously we as a team banded together at that point in time to help him out. So it was a, you know, obviously maybe not a great memory, but you know, a very powerful one.
People around here know that what you said at the presser, that this organization knows how to do things right and win. How do you know that? And obviously, this is the one team you want to be a part of.
Well, again, you know, this organization here, again, winning starts with the foundation of ownership, and I don't know that I could have found any better foundation than the one that's in place here right now. And you just look at the diligence and the time that you know, True North spent and Mark Chipman has spent to make sure that you know, things fall into place, and doing things the right way, doing things the respectful way, making sure that you know, every option was looked at. And you know, again, it's an exciting thing. It's exciting to be back, watching, you know, from a distance, you know, the excitement of the fans here, just, you know, on the opportunity to get tickets. It's just, it's amazing. It's a story that's being written right now, and I'm just very, very part to very, very happy to be a part of it.
Nice to be working with Zinger as opposed to against him.
You know, Zinger and I have a great relationship that goes back to our junior days, and we've always had a respected rivalry. You know, again, it's something that I think it comes from the fact that we both have the same values, we both have the same beliefs as an organization. You know, again, I believed in a lot of what they believed in, you know, prior to coming here, and I think that makes it a natural fit, and I was just fortunate to be on the winning side.
What's next? I know that Rick Dudley was busy trying to sign prospects. He's getting ready for the draft. You said you hit the ground running. What is your priority one now?
Well, priority one now is, you know, for me, you know, to get on the phone to speak with the individuals within our organization, you know, from the staff that, you know, is coming from Atlanta or part of the Atlanta franchise, all the players that are under contract. I know there's lots of different things. Priority one is a very, very difficult thing to put a number on, because there are so many different things. And I think if we hit the ground running, we might be a little bit behind speed. I think we've got to hit the ground sprinting. And it's something that we're going to move forward step by step. Zinger will do a lot of different things. I'll do a lot of different things. But again, when we come to make some decisions, we're going to do them together. We're going to think things through. We're not going to do knee-jerk reaction, you know, decision-making. And when we do make a decision, you know, we'll move forward.
Let's take the draft. How closely will you work with Don Waddell and Marcel Komal in terms of the scouting staff? I mean, I know you know the players from your Chicago days, but how close will you work with them making selections in Minnesota?
Well, I think as a staff, you know, we're going to have to sit down and talk about things. I think that one of the things that we have to talk about is the type of player that we want to come into this organization. And, you know, it's something that is, you know, very, very important to me, that we get good people. You know, there's a lot of good hockey players, a lot of great hockey players, but I want our players to be good people as well, because I think that that's the solid foundation that you can build the team aspect on. And to win a championship, it's very, very difficult. It's something that you need a group of players that are willing to lay it all on the line for each other. There's lots and lots and lots of talented players at the National Hockey League level. Only a very, very select few, you know, get a chance to call themselves Stanley Cup champions. And those are the people, I witnessed it firsthand, I've seen it on many occasions, and those are the people that I want within this organization.
Can you be fully involved in the draft? Is there any stipulation from Chicago that says you can't participate?
Yeah, no, there was no stipulations from Chicago. You know, our pick is at 7, Chicago's pick is at 18, and ironically, you know, Chicago has our second round pick for in the Andrew Ladd trade. So, you know, again, I can't emphasize enough the professionalism and the opportunity that the Chicago Blackhawks has given me to, you know, to basically let me come in here and get the, you know, get the ball going or get the things moving in the right direction. So, fantastic franchise, forever, you know, indebted for the opportunities there. But, you know, again, the excitement level that's here. I witnessed it in Chicago when, you know, when I got there. I witnessed it from afar when I was with the Wolves when they just started their resurgence. You know, this is something that, you know, again, this is a story across the nation. This is a story across the hockey nation. It's an exciting time for everybody here and for each and every one of you here. You know, you're witnessing history, and it's something that when we all look back at it, we're going to remember this day, or certainly I'm going to remember this day as, you know, the first day of many, many good days to come.
Kevin, well, you with the five-year contract, does that affect your approach to how you want to build this?
You know, I don't know that the contract necessarily affects my approach. You know, for me, I've always been a guy that, you know, you make a decision because you want to make a decision, not because you feel threatened or not because you don't have security. I think that you have to make a decision with conviction, and I think you have to make a decision after a lot of discussion, you know, internally. I plan on using my staff to the fullest extent, because when a decision is made, I may be the one announcing it or I may be the one talking about it, but there's going to be a lot of discussions behind the scenes with Zinger, a lot with Mark, a lot with the coaching staff, a lot with the amateur staff, pro staff. You know, we're going to do things the right way. Everybody's going to be a part of this, and again, when the good days come, and you know, hopefully there's a very, very good day in the future, you know, everyone's going to you know, relish in that fact.
Will you and Zinger disagree, or do you ever disagree?
Zinger and I, yes. Or everyone? You know, I encourage disagreement. I encourage opinions. I don't want anyone just to say, you know, well, Chevy wants this to happen, let's do it. And, you know, in fact, a lot of the strength, I think, is that, you know, if you do disagree with me, I'd be disappointed if you didn't say it, because it strengthens me as a decision maker when someone says, well, what about doing it this way? And, you know, so you start to think about it, and you say, well, why? And they'll say, well, this, and this. And, you know, so it'll either make you look at your potential decision and say, you know what, they've got some good points, or it'll make you go, you know what, I'm even stronger in my conviction now with what I want to do.
How good a team do you think you can put on the ice in year one?
Well, I think there's a lot of good pieces in place. I think that obviously, if you look at the year that you know, Atlanta had, they started off great, got out of the gates really well, and but it's a long, long season. So you have to have a team that can sustain, you know, those kind of things. You know, injuries are obviously the unknown factor. Everybody has to go through them, but it's a matter of how you can deal with them and how you can come out in the end, you know, with them. So, you know, again, my expectation is to methodically, you know, try and build this franchise. You know, there's no quick fix. If you try to look for shortcuts, you're only fooling yourself. There is no go out and sign 5, 6, 7 guys and all of a sudden, you know, put the Stanley Cup rings on your fingers, because it doesn't work that way. The only way it truly works, in my belief, is that, you know, you build together, you build something special that everyone's a part of.
Do you expect to make the playoffs, though, in year one?
Well, again, you know, that's certainly the goal. I think that, you know, obviously, if you want a chance at the big prize, you've got to get into, you know, into the playoffs. And, you know, it's something that, again, with this group of players that we have, you know, I'm very, very excited. There's a, you know, growth that we hope for a lot of these young players, that after 1 year, you know, they're going to be better players and keep getting players as the, you know, keep getting better as the year goes on. You know, again, it's unrealistic right now to sit here and talk about guarantees or that, but, you know, certainly we're going to keep raising the bar, and you know, playoffs are, you're certainly something that you have to expect.
Do you need a coach in place for the draft, Kev, or are you going to just let the draft go through and then take your time? When does that have to happen for you?
Well, for me, you know, it doesn't have to happen until we have to drop the puck, because, you know, that's when I need my coach in place, you know, ultimately. But I would like to have a coach in place, you know, sooner rather than later. But my desire to make, you know, the right decisions outweighs all of that. So, again, when I sit back and talk with Zing and talk with, you know, everybody involved, you know, we're gonna make our decisions together.
What's the most important quality you look for in a head coach?
Well, I think communication is extremely important. You know, in today's day and age, communication between, you know, management, but communication to the players, and, you know, is something that you have to have. You know, players want to be led, and it doesn't matter what age they are or, you know, what their salary figures are. They want to be led. So I want someone that can communicate. I want someone that has passion for the game. I want someone that, you know, coaches, you know, an exciting team. I want someone that, you know, is going to have, you know, some personality for the fans that, you know, that they can relate to. So again, you know, I don't know if we'll find all those things in one person or not, but it's something that, you know, again, it's a great opportunity for whoever ends up coaching here.
Kevin, you had a lot of success with John Anderson as your coach in Chicago. Would he be someone that you would be talking to, even though he was a former coach of the Thrashers?
Well, you know, again, I'm not going to get into names of people that I would or wouldn't talk to. Obviously, there's some people within the Thrasher organization that that I do have to talk to, and out of respect to them, I have not talked to them. So it'd really be, you know, unfair. You know, Craig coached the team last year. I am going to be speaking with him over the course of time, as I'm going to be speaking with the scouts, as I'm going to be speaking with the players. So it would not be proper for me to, you know, to say, you know, anything in any regard other than I look forward to introducing myself to some people and reacquainting myself with others.
Kevin, can you describe what if anything, you got out of the process you went through with Phoenix 4 years ago when you went down that road?
Well, it was a great you know, process for me, because at that point in time, it you know, I sat back and I thought about the different things that have happened in my career, both playing and managing, and you know, tried to think about you know, if I had the opportunity to run this team, what would I do? And it was a great exercise, because again, like anything, you maybe challenged yourself to either reinforce some of your beliefs or maybe change some of your beliefs. So it was a good exercise. Obviously, you know, went right down to the wire, but you know, good things happen for a reason. Stayed back with the Wolves, won a championship there, ended up you know, moving on to the Blackhawks and winning a Stanley Cup, and ultimately you know, being here. And things happen for a reason, and right now it's the reasons look great.
I know you know Andrew Ladd from the Hawks organization and probably a lot more about his history. How difficult, I know you addressed it briefly, but how difficult to sign him given the fact he went to arbitration? Do you think you have the tools in place to get that done in a timely fashion?
Well, we hope so. You know, again, I haven't talked to Andrew. One thing that I do know about Andrew and his representatives is that they're great people, and I've got great relationships with them. I think this is a relationship-driven business, and you know, we're going to find a way. You know, find a way to get to common ground, and again, one thing that won't be hard for me to speak to Andrew or his representatives or anybody about is the passion in this city, the passion from the ownership, you know, the commitment that you know, myself and Zinger and the people that are going to be making decisions in this organization have. And again, you know, it's one of those things where I really believe that there's always a way to find out, find a way to make it work.
You're apparently a real numbers guy and a cap guy. How much money do you expect to be able to spend on players here?
Well, you know, it's something, we'll spend the amount that needs to be spent. You know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, just because you give a guy more money doesn't necessarily, you know, equate to, you know, greater, bigger, and better things. It's one of those things where, you know, the National Hockey League is built on a lot of things, a lot of comparables. You know, we have the opportunity here to do what is necessary, but at the same time, we want to do it the right way. You know, going back to maybe a question you had before, is that, you know, we're not going to go and just throw money at people just to say, you know, come on to Winnipeg. I think any franchise that does that in the cap world, you know, finds themselves in a difficulty at some point in time. So we'll methodically go through the you know, the cap process, the salary process, and you know, again, we'll do things that are rational.
Marcus said you'll be a mid to low cap team. How do you compete?
How do you compete? You compete with good people. You find people that, you know, you build and you grow through yourself, that, you know, players that that want to be part of a winning franchise. I think that at some point in time, you know, the money does come into play. But when you have to pay for someone that you've raised or that you've developed yourself, I think that you truly know what you're getting in a player. And I think that that's when you start to look at you know, the different opportunities to maybe push the envelope a little bit.
Further to that point, would you hire a capologist for the team?
Well, right now we're going through a lot of different things. Things have been you know, very, very fresh, obviously, here today. We haven't sat down and really discussed a full organizational chart. You know, it's something that I do have a strong background in, you know, with over the last couple of years. And there are different people, you know, within the Thrasher organization that have done, you know, different duties. We need to evaluate all those different people to see where, you know, where our staff is going to be filled out with. So, again, it's something that we're going to look at the holes. We're going to fill the holes with the right people. We're going to hire great people.
Atlanta's got a number of ex-Blackhawks. After you win the Cup, why were those players chosen as the ones that were moved out? Well, I mean, because a number of them are with the Thrashers.
Very difficult decision. You know, a lot of things come, you know, contractually, where they were within, you know, their contractual obligations. You know, the word arbitration has been brought up several times. Arbitration is something that it's a little bit of an unknown going into. You never know where the numbers are going to fall. But, you know, the reality of what happened in Chicago is that, you know, we locked up our core players, you know, the Jonathan Tays, the Patrick Kane, and, you know, the Duncan Keiths of the world. And you know, those are players that, you know, again, you talk about foundation, they're the foundation of the Blackhawks. And the harsh reality of the salary cap is that it's a hard cap. You have to deal with it. You have to make tough decisions. And I think what I had to go through, you know, in conjunction with Stan about making hard decisions about those players, you know, you have to separate emotion. They were all great guys. You know, I've got memories of hugging every one of them on the ice, you know, winning that championship. But the business side of the game, you know, sometimes, you know, deals some cruel blows. And, you know, it was unfortunate. But, again, we'll always have that bond of the Stanley Cup.
Mark says you were relieved when you heard you'd be a mid to low cap team. Why? Explain that.
Well, because I think that anyone who came in and was said to me, it's like, you know what, let's go sign all these guys. We're gonna, you know, we're gonna do some great things right away. You know, if you sit down and really look at the free agent list, you know, like every team is gonna look at some free agents, but there's 29 other teams that are gonna be looking at it as well. But I don't want to sign players for the sake of signing them just because they're a free agent. I don't want players that, you know, trying to fit square pegs in round holes, because, you know, I want players that are going to fit into the system that we decide to play, the type of player that we want. And not always are those players coming in free agency. Free agent players have earned the right to, you know, to, you know, demand a high dollar, and in a lot of cases get it. But if those right players come from free agency, we're going to go hard after them. And again, you know, Mark's been very, very upfront with, you know, again, the philosophy of this organization. And again, for me, it was exhilarating to know that he wants an opportunity to do it, you know, again, the way I believe is the right way, is to grow from within, to have players come up. And we won a Stanley Cup with the Blackhawks. We looked at it and we kind of almost chuckled to ourselves. All those players that were on that team, or the majority of those players, grew up together. They went to Norfolk together. They went to Rockford together. They graduated the National Hockey League together. They won the Stanley Cup together. So, again, I've lived it. I've seen it. And, you know, it may not be the 100% way, but that's the way that we're going to do it.
Can you build a contender for the Cup in your five-year term here?
Well, I hope so. You know, that's exciting. For me, that's what this is all about. It's about winning championships. It's about building organizations. It's about relationships. And, you know, for me, again, this is an exciting day that I hope that the next level excitement can be reached when, you know, the fans can be parading with that Stanley Cup. Because let me tell you, it's a very, very heralded trophy. It does some crazy things to people. And at the end of the day, the sacrifices that you have to make to win it, they're all worth it.
You've seen the reaction here just over the team coming back. Have you given any thought, you know, pictured that end goal of ever bringing a cup to this city?
Oh, for sure. I think, you know, again, I had the memory of watching, you know, when the Jets franchise had to leave, and I've talked to Eddie Olczyk on many occasions about, you know, his emotions when that happened. And he always told me, he said, if you could ever have won a championship or been part of a championship in that city, it would just be unbelievable. But again, for a kid growing up on the prairies, you know, coming back to the province where he played junior hockey, you know, for me, it's a special mission. It's something that I'm excited about, and I would love nothing better than to be on that parade float with, you know, watching all the people that had the commitment, that kept hockey alive here, that, you know, we're diligent in making sure that, you know, we're going to get a team back here and it's never going to leave.
Before you warm the chair here today, there have been a couple of comments from the world's largest hockey market, that all you did with the Wolves was buy players to win championships. How would you respond or revise that comment?
Well, you know, again, I think we did have some very, very talented players with the Chicago Wolves over the course of the years. And, you know, in each and every year that, you know, you have to change players, you have to bring new guys in. But I think at the end of the day, the chemistry that was built, the culture that was built, the expectations, you know, again, when I mentioned in one of the questions here, it's not about how much money you spend, it's about how those players play. So I think, you know, a lot of times you have to focus on that more than the actual dollar figures, because there's been a lot of teams over the course of history that on paper should have won, could have won, but didn't. And you know, consequently, you know, there's been teams that when you sit back and go, they became a team, that's why they became a champion.
Who had the biggest influence on your executive career?
Well, you know, there's lots of people that have had, you know, tremendous amount of influence. You know, for me, you know, Butch Goring gave me my opportunity to, you know, I played for Butch for my pro career on the playing side of it, and then Butch took over in Denver as the general manager of the team, you know, the Denver Grizzlies of the IHL. And, you know, Bob Bourne wasn't able to be the assistant coach that you know, Butch had originally asked for. And so Butch gave me a call and called me, and I thought he was asking me to, you know, maybe come try out as a player. But he said, Chevy, I want you to be the assistant GM, assistant coach. And I called my agent at the time, actually, and told him that I'd received the call and that there was an opportunity to take this. And we laugh about it now because he, you know, without the words getting out of my mouth, he went, take it, you know. So I guess I knew exactly where I stood in the signing side of things. But I went back and talked to my wife and I said, you know, I'm not going to make it as a National Hockey League player. I know that. But I said, I'm going to be a National Hockey League GM someday, and this is the first step for me. So we went, we did it, and, you know, never turned back.
We'd be remiss in not asking this last one. Bombers fan or Riders fan?
Oh, you know, some things are just going to be tough to change. You know, green's going to be the color for me.
Oh. That's the color of the Manitoba Moose.
You got other theories you got to do.